Hello there. May I speak to Bernil?
Hello?
Hi there. Am I speaking with Bernil?
Who's
My name is
calling?
Oscar. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. My name is Oscar. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you. Very well. In that case, we can continue. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race, please?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age?
64.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Chances 50-50.
Chances 50-50, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay, ma'am, thank you. And thinking about issues facing the country, which of the following issues do you most want Congress to be focused on? You can select two issues: providing affordable child care, reducing crime, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, protecting women's reproductive freedom and abortion rights, reducing gun violence, investing in maternal health to make pregnancy and childbirth safer, protecting voting rights and fighting threats to our democracy, extending up to the rise in racism and discrimination, fighting inflation, improving the economy, protecting LGBTQ rights, improving K-12 public school education, and increasing border security and stopping illegal immigration. Which two issues are most important to you, ma'am, that you
child
want
care.
Congress?
Child
care?
Care and gun control.
Providing affordable child care, okay, and gun control, reducing gun violence. Would that be correct?
Yes.
Very
yes.
well. Okay, let's move on. Thank you. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about the attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery and racism from public schools? Have you heard a lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot of, okay, very well. Do you support or oppose the efforts to remove or ban books from public schools?
No. I don't
you oppose?
That.
You oppose?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Correct. I mean, the choices are to support or oppose. So you are opposed, right?
Oh.
Okay.
I oppose.
Okay. Yeah, and you are strongly opposed or just somewhat opposed?
Well, somewhat.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means you do not feel particularly warm or cold, and you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so. What is your opinion of Beyoncé from 0 to 100?
I don't know.
Don't know? Okay, very well. In that case, let's enter the code for don't know. How would you rate Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
100.
100, okay, thank you. And how would you rate Vice President Kamala Harris from 0 to 100?
0.
0, okay. Let's move on. Thank you, ma'am. Moving fast. I know it's a way off, but thinking about the 2024 presidential election, if the election was held today and the candidates were Cornel West, the third-party candidate, Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican, for whom would you vote?
Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay, thank you. Switching gears a bit, please rate how much each of the following could impact you, your life personally, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it will have a major impact in your life, 5 means a moderate impact on your life, and 0 means that you think it won't have any impact on your life. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Climate change. How much impact do you think that would have on your life? Climate change from 0 to 10.
10.
10. The country's economy going into a recession soon. How much impact would that have on your life? The country's economy going into a recession.
8.
8, okay. Crime and violence in this country. How much impact does that have in your life from 0 to 10?
10.
10? Thank you. And affirmative action ending. How much impact do you think that might have on your life? Affirmative action ending.
5.
5, okay. Let's move on. Almost there, ma'am. Almost there. I'm going to read you a series of policy statements that some say the government should implement. For each one, please tell me if you agree or disagree with that policy. The first one is the government should provide free child care to all families. Do you agree or disagree with that policy?
I agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Next one is... raise salaries of public school teachers and support staff. Would you agree or disagree with that policy?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. The government should pass legislation to protect abortion rights so that abortion is legal nationwide. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly disagree, okay? Ban assault weapons. Do you agree or disagree with that policy?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay? The government should pass a law that creates a federal paid family and medical leave program for all workers to take care of themselves or family members with a serious health condition. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. The government should legalize marijuana for citizens over the age of 21 for medical and recreational use.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree, okay. Children under 18 should not be allowed to pursue medical gender reassignment, such as undergoing surgery or taking hormone blockers. Agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Agree. Thank you, ma'am. Almost done. In which, if any of the following situations, should employers be required by law to give their workers paid time off? And the suggestions are fathers whose spouse or partner is giving birth to a child. Fathers with a mental health episode. Sickness or serious injury. Mothers adopting a child. Mothers giving birth to a child. Death of a family member and caring for a family member with a serious health condition. You can choose as many as you want to on those.
Strongly agree.
Which one of those do you agree with? All of them? Or do you want me to tell me which ones?
All of them.
All of them? Thank you. Let me mark all of them then.
All of them.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Just give me one moment and let's move on. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often, thank you. And have any of the following things happened to you or a family or a member of your household in the last 12 months? Car stolen or broken into? Has that happened to you or a family, everyone,
yes.
Anyone in your household in the last 1 month?
Yeah.
Anyone to you or someone in your household?
To me.
Okay. Money or property was stolen?
No.
Does not apply. Nor to you nor a family member, correct? Very well.
Well, family member.
A family member, okay, applies to a household. The household, in that case, home was vandalized. Home was vandalized or broken into.
Nobody.
Nobody. Okay. Violent crime such as assault. Has that happened to you or to someone in your household in the last 12 months?
What did you say?
Violent crime such as assault. Anything like that happening to you or someone in your household in the last 12 months? A violent crime?
No.
No, okay, let's move on then. Switching gears a bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
And that's a high school graduate, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married, thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it an urban, suburban, or rural area?
Rural area.
Rural, okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never, thank you, ma'am. I'm going to read you a list of news outlets or stations. For each
What do I get for this? Nothing? Giving you all this information, y'all don't give out gift cards? Or,
no, ma'am, not in this company. We just collect the information.
Okay.
Okay, we're almost done. Just two or three more questions. For each of the, please tell me how often you regularly watch or read in the span of a week the following. Network news such as NBC, ABC, or CBS. How often do you watch any of those? Very often, somewhat often, not that often, or seldom to never?
Often.
Okay. That would be somewhat often?
Yes.
Okay. Your local TV news. How often do you watch them? Very often, somewhat often, not that often?
Very often.
Very often. CNN. How often do you watch them? CNN.
Somewhat often.
Somewhat often. How about Fox News?
Somewhat often.
Somewhat often. And MSNBC?
All of them, somewhat often.
Somewhat often. Okay, very well. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Something Independent in that case? Would that be correct?
Yes.
Okay. Which of the following best describes your current health insurance coverage? Do you have Medicare, Medicaid, health insurance provided by you or your spouse's employer? Health insurance
employer.
You bought?
Employer.
All right, thank you. Who is the primary breadwinner in your household? Would it be you, your spouse, you and your spouse jointly, your partners?
Me and my spouse jointly.
You and your spouse jointly, okay. You are not retired yet, are you?
I'm disabled.
Okay, so you and your spouse jointly. Very well. Would you please tell me into which of the following categories the yearly income of your household falls, including everyone in the household? Stop me when I get to the right category. Would it be under $15,000 to
$30,000? That's personal.
That's all right. We can accept that answer then. Don't want to give out the information. Personal. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience, ma'am. You were very kind. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Okay, you're welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.